Masechta Shavuos, Daf Hey, 10 lines from the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and on Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Mishnah began Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and the second case was Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and the Gemara already clarified that our Mishnah cannot be going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, as is a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, as to the Chiev to bring a carbon oil of Yared by the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, as Rabbi Shmuel holds that although in Pashas Vayikra, when the Pasuk speaks about the Chiev of a carbon oil of Yared, the Pasuk is speaking about someone that originally knew that he was Tamei, and then he forgot that he was Tamei, and he then ate Hegdish, or he went to the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you're Rabbi Shmuel, even if someone remembers that they are Tamei, whether they forgot that this piece of meat is Hegdish, or they forgot that this was the Makom HaMikdash, and they ate this piece of Hegdish, or they went into Beis HaMikdash, then they would still be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and therefore it makes sense when a Mishnah stated, Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, as there are two scenarios when you bring a carbon oil of Yared, that is mefurish in the pasuk, and there are another two scenarios that we learn from a drasha. However, as the Gemara stated on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Kiva holds al halam tumu chayiv ve'in chayiv al halam mikdash v'kadoshav, and on the bottom of Daf Dalam Amud Aleph, Rav Kahana taught us that when Rebbe taught us this Mishnah and he taught us Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, surely this is only going lefi Rabbi Shmuel. However, Rav Kahana taught us that Rebbe actually goes with that shita, and Rebbe holds like the shita Rabbi Shmuel, as he stated loytem Rebbe nasav la libetan. And the Gemara brought a raya from a brisa. The Rebbe argues in Rabbi Kiva, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shmuel that one is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared not only on halam tumah but even on halam mikdash v'kedoshav. And our Gemara now begins, and we'll go back and quote the entire brisa where we saw the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe. And the brisa begins by bringing down the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, as gufo we learned in the previous brisa. Minayin she'ein chayiv el al sheish. Now, how do we know that someone will only be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared only in a case where he's yediyah b'tchila or yediyah at the end and he forgot in between? And Rashi at the top of Daf Dalam Beis explained this limit of Rabbi Kiva in detail. And ultimately, Rabbi Kiva needed both words of vanellum in order to teach us this limud that in order to be chayiv a carbon oil of Yared, there's a requirement to have yediyah b'tchila or yediyah b'sayif v'helam b'intayim. And therefore, he doesn't have an extra word v'nalam in order to learn that one would be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, even if there's a lama of mikdash v'kedoshav. However, Rabbi Oimer in Itzarech, Rabbi holds there's no requirement to say the word v'nalam twice in order to teach us that there's a requirement for yediyah b'tkila v'yediyah b'sayif v'alam b'tayim, as a rei Oimer v'nalam, since the pasuk used the word v'nalam, and v'nalam means that one forgot something, so it must be that originally he did have a yediyah, and he did know that he was Tamei, therefore clearly there was Yediyah B'tchila, and there was Halama, and certainly in order to bring a carbon, you have to have a Yediyah, as otherwise, why would you bring a carbon if you don't even know that you did an Isser? As the Gemara states, V'hu Yada, and certainly at this point, he's bringing a carbon, he definitely has a Yediyah of the Isser that he did, and I Reikan Shtei Yediyahs, and even without the second Venelam, we would know that there's a requirement to have a Yediyah B'tchila, of a Yediyah B'saif, V'halama B'intayim. And Rebbe continues, Im Kain Matayim Lema v'nelam v'nelam. So why does the Torah state the word v'nelam a second time? L'chayiv al halam tumah v'al halam mikdash. So it must be that's teaching us that even if Reuven originally knew that he was tamei and he never forgot that he was tamei, but then he forgot that this piece of meat is hegdish, or he forgot that this is the makom hamikdash, and he either ate that piece of hegdish or he went into the makom hamikdash while he was tamei, then he will also be chayiv a carbon oil v'yared, which is similar to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, and he's chiluk on the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the Shita of Rebbe, and the Gemara states on Mamad that we just learned in the Brisa that Rebbe stated Vanilla Michlal Shiyada, that from the word Vanilla we understand that originally he did have a Yediyah, and his Yediyah was that he was Tamei. And the Gemara asks, Me'i Mashma, that how do you know from the word Vanilla that he had a Yediyah B'tchila, as maybe the word Vanilla means that it was concealed from him and he actually never knew that he became Tamei. And the Gemara explains, Amarava Medloik Siv Hialumim Menu, that since the Torah didn't state that it was concealed from him, and it states v'nelam, so it's mashma that he originally knew, and now he forgot. However, the Gemara continues and is Amale Abaya Zabaya Esrava Elameata. If you're telling me the word v'nelam means that originally you knew, so Gabi Seita Dichsiv v'nelam Eine Isha Michlal Davyada Meikara. So B'negei the Pasha of Seita, we're in Pasha's Nase, the Torah tells us that she secluded herself and she concealed herself from the eyes of her husband, so it's mashma that at one point he did know know that she was Mizana, and Abaye points out that that can't be, as I have yoda, as if at one point Reuven knew that his wife actually was Mizana, mi batkala maya, then how could it be that the Mayim HaMa'arim will be Baidik his wife and will work at all? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa that since the Pasuk in Parshas Nasi states, Venika Ishme Avoin, Vaishahi Tisa Savoina, and we dashin Bizmansha Ish Menukame Avoin, Hamayim Baikness Ishtoi, at the only time that the Mayim HaMa'arim will actually have an effect on the woman is only if her husband was clean and didn't do any Aveira. However, in Ish Menukame Avoin, in a Mayim Baikness Ishtoi, if her husband himself is not Menukame Avoin, and as Rashi points out, Shabola Achashinistra, that he had a relationship with her after she secluded herself with another man, then the Mayim HaMa'arim will not test his wife either. And L'chayr, since this man at one point in time did know that she was Mizana, then he's not considered Menukah Me'avayin. And the Shaila is, why would he not be considered Menukah Me'avayin if L'maisi wasn't Ba'ala Achashinistra and he just knew that she was Mizana? And I in 10 lines from the bottom of Taisis Diba Maschel Vanela Me'ini Isha, where Taisis states, Al Mikol Makom Kasha, Amai Chashav Le'im Menukah, Im Le'Ba'ala Mishinistra, if L'maisi didn't have beer with her since she's secluded with another man, so why would we consider it that the husband is not Menukah Me'avayin? And Taisis explains, V'yishleima, Kivin the Shachach, that since we see that the husband forgot that his wife was Mizana, Muchiach Shle Hikbid, so therefore it's Muchach that he wasn't Makbid, V'lechosh Menukah Me'avayin, that is what our Gemara means when it states that he's not Menukah Me'avayin. And as Taisis continues, that based on the Gemara Masech the Saita, that we know that the Mayim Me'arim will not work in similar scenarios, and as Taisis brings down, that filo in a Meicha, V'yin Bonav U'Bneisav, in Mayim Beikness Ishtoi, K'ni Isra V'per Beza Saita, V'om Nami Hasam, in Atem Makbidim Al Atzpchem, Hamayim Beikness Ishusechem, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Taisis Rosh, who brings a similar teretz. Certainly this is not the Mashmois from Rashi, and it could be Rashi means to say that since he originally knew that she was Mizana, and he then forgot, so the Anocha would be that he must have had beer with his wife, and therefore he's not Menukah Me'avayin, as it must be that he was Ba'ala Achashinistra. And ultimately, Abaye's question is that how can you say that vanilla means that you originally knew, but the Maisa we see B'negei Seita, that vanilla must mean that it was concealed from him and they never knew that she was Nistra or that she was Mizana. And Abaye continues and asks another question, V'su Gabi Teir Dichsiv V'nelma Me'enei Kalchai U'me'efu Shemayim Nistra, that the Pasuk in Eiv, when it discusses Torah, states that the Torah is so lofty that it's concealed from the eyes of all living people and it's hidden from the birds of the sky. And as Rashi and Eiv explains, Me'efu Shemayim refers to Malachim Hama'ifafim, even the Malachim don't understand the depth of the Torah. And Abaye asks Rava that if you're telling me that when the Torah used the Lashon V'nelam, Mechlal de Yoda, that there was a Yediyah B'tchila, and as Abaye asks, Mechlal de Ikad Hav Yoda Bey, that's Mashma, that there are some that understand the depth of the Torah, but for Ksiv, but a few psukim earlier in Eiv, the Pasuk states, L'yoda Enesh Arka, L'yisim Matze Be'eretz HaChayim, therefore we see that when the Torah used the Lashon V'nelma, it means that it's completely concealed, and no one ever knew the depth of the Torah. Because of these questions, Elam Abaye, therefore Abaye explains, Kasov Rebbe Yediyah Space Rabbi Shmo Yediyah, that in the Chinami, when the Torah states V'nelam, it doesn't mean that he originally knew that he became Tamei, and then he forgot that he's Tamei, but instead it means that although he learned in Yeshiva that there is a Dino Tuma, and if a person becomes Tamei, then he can't eat Hegdish, and he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, but at this point, although he knew that he actually touched something, he didn't discern that by touching that item, he actually became Tamei, and as Rashi states, Yediyah Space Rabbi, Shalom Beis Rabbi, Shenegeh B'tumah Tamei, V'hu Yoda Shehegish Kishinoga, and he actually knew, and he was Magish, when he touched something that was Tamei, that would fit into the definition of Rebbe that it was Halama, as Lemaise he never knew that he became Tamei. However, there was also Yediyah Betchila, as Yediyah Space Rabbi is considered Yediyah. And Ayin Tesis who explains that similarly we explain B'negiyah Seita that when the Pasuk states Vinela Me'ini Isha, it means Yediyah Shem Nitma Asura, that the husband knew that if she became Tamei, that she would be also to him and she would have to drink from the Mayim Arim, as he had Yediyah Space Rabbi, and Begabi Torah Nami Apishas Alam Nami Yodeya Shehiba Olam, even at a time when it's concealed for a person the greatness of Torah, but he knows that there is a concept that Torah is so great. Therefore, the word Vinelam in all these cases refers to the same type of concept. Well, though there was a Yediyah Space Rabbi, there was a complete Halama at this point. However, the Gemara continues, Omle Rapapa Labayra, Papa Estabaya, Elahad Tnan, Inba Yediyah Betchila, Vyesh Be Yediyah Besa, Kaiv, Mi Ikud Lesla Yediyah Beis Rabbi, that since in our Mishnah we stated that in the case where someone didn't have Yediyah Betchila, he was Oiva on Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, that he will not be Chayiv to bring a Korban Eilavi Ored. But how could you have a case where someone did not have Yediyah Betchila? And certainly everyone had Yediyah Beis Rabbi, and at some point they already learned in Yeshiva that there is a concept of Tumah, and there's an Issa of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav. The Gemara continues on Malay that Rabbi responds to Rav Papa in that there is a case where there's less the Yediyah Beis Rabbi as Mishkachas La Betinah Shenish B'Lebein Anachim, that's referring to a case where there's a young child that was captured and lived amongst Goyim, and therefore he never actually learned that there's a concept of Tumah Ba'ilam at all. In a Chanami, when a Mishnah gives a scenario where you will not be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of the Ered, and it states in B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'yesh B'Yediyah B'Saif, that is only referring to a scenario where the person that became Tamei was a Tinik Shenish B'Lebein Anachim. When the Gemara just stated Mi Ikud Lesla Yediyah Beis Rabbi, the Ramban points out the Lekam Mandal Yodah Shasheretz Tamei El Mishalei Lamed, that there is no one that doesn't know that a Sheretz is Tamei aside for someone that doesn't learn at all, and there's a Chazaka Shekol Yisrael Lamdu Shasheretzim Etamin, and certainly there's a Chazaka that everyone that's part of Klai Yisrael certainly learned the basic din that a Sheretz is Metamei person, Afal Pi Sheyeshalei Lamdu Chesein, and even though it's possible that someone didn't learn all the Lamdis and all the Halachis of Tumas Shasheretzim, but even so, it's considered they had a Yediyah B'Tchila. The Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of our Mishnah, Yetziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Abba. And as we explained, that in regard to the Issa Malacha of Yetziyah and Shabbos, there are two scenarios where there's an Issa Shabbos that's Mefurish in the Torah, and this refers to someone that takes something out from Rishus Yachid and brings it into Rishus Rabbim. And there are two cases, either where the Ani does the Akir HaNacha or where the Asher does the Akir HaNacha, as we explained, and these are obvious Malachis. Then when the Mishnah stated Shein Abba, that's referring to the two Toldais, as if someone takes an item, moves it from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Yachid. So if one does so b'shoigeg, then they will also be chayiv to bring a korban chatas. And our Gemara begins and quotes the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos as Tanan Hasam, as we learned on that Beza Min Aleph in Masechta Shabbos, Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Abba B'fnim V'Shtayim Shein Abba B'chutz. And we will explain these words a bit later. But the Gemara asks, Maishna Hachad Tana Shtayim Shein Abba V'Sulai, that why is it that in our Mishnah we just mentioned that there are two Malachis of Shabbos, which are four Malachis, and it doesn't mention Shtayim Shein Abba B'fnim U'Shtayim Shein Abba B'chutz U'Maishna Hasam Tani Shtayim Shein Abba B'fnim V'Shtayim Shein Abba B'chutz. And why is it that that Mishnah expands and teaches us that there are Shtayim Shein Abba B'fnim and Shtayim Shein Abba B'chutz? And the Gemara explains Hasam the Ikka Shabbos, who, that since that Mishnah is a Masechta Shabbos and that is the Ikka place where we're going to teach all the dinim of Avos and Shabbos, Tani Avos V'Toldos, so therefore the Mishnah discusses the dinim of Avos as well as the dinim of Toldos. Hachad Lav Ikka Shabbos Hu Avos Tani V'Toldos Loi Tani. Since the only reason why we brought down the dinim of Mishnah of Yetzias Shabbos is only Agav, that we mentioned the first two dinim of Mishnah of Shavuah Shtayim Shein Abba and Yedias HaTumah Shein Abba, therefore we don't go into great detail and we only mention the Avos of Shabbos. And as Rashi states, Yetzias Shein Min HaTorah, if someone removes an item from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, which is the Ab Malacha, however we don't speak about Toldos. And as Rashi states, Hachnasa is the Loi Mifreshim Behedya, which refers to someone that takes something from Rishus Rabbim and brings it into Rishus Yachid, which is only a Tolda. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Avos May Ninu Yetzias, that certainly when we're referring to Avos, we're referring to Yetzias, which is when a person takes something from Rishus Yachid and brings it out into Rishus Rabbim, and Yetzias Tate Avin, and there are only two cases of Yetzias, as we have the case where an Ani is standing outside and he takes a loaf of bread from the Baal Bayis that's standing in Rishus Yachid and he brings it out into Rishus Rabbim, and therefore the Ani did that Kirin Anacha and is Chayiv for Yitzah Midiraisa. And there would also be a case where the Asher who is in the Rishus Yachid takes a piece of bread and he places it into the basket of the Ani that's standing in Rishus Rabbim, and since the Asher did both an Akir and Hanacha, so the Asher would be Iva and the Issa of Yitziah, which is the Ab Malacha, but there wouldn't be another two cases. And our Mishnah stated Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba. And the Gemara continues V'chitema Mehen L'chiyu V'mehen L'ptor, that maybe the way we'll understand our Mishnah is Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, that B'negei Yitzias and Shabbos there are two Yisurim that would be Chayim Midiraisa, as either the Ani or the Asher did both that Akira and Hanacha. And there are also two other cases where the Ani and Asher only did an Akira or Hanacha, and therefore they will both be Potter, and that's what the Mishnah means when it stays Shtayim Chaim Shein Abba, but the Gemara is Vadumi the Maris Negoyim Tani, but you can't explain that that's what the Mishnah means. In all the cases of the Mishnah, when we stated Shtaim Shein Abba, they must be similar, and we know when the Mishnah stated Maris Negoyim Shnaim Shein Abba, that certainly one becomes a full fledged Mitzriah based on any of those Maris Negoyim. When he wants to become Tar, he has to bring his Kabbonis of Taira, as the Gemara states, Mahosam Kul Chiyuva, that just like Benegeya Tziras, Benegeya all of the different Maris Negoyim, they're all going to have a Chiyuv of a carbon Taira, Afhocha Kul Chiyuva. So also when it states, it sees a Shabbos, Taim Shein Abba, it must be teaching us that there are four ways that one will be Chayiv for being Oiva on the Isser Shabbos and being Oiva on Haitzah. Therefore, you can't explain that when the Mishnah stated, it sees a Shabbos, Taim Shein Abba, it's only referring to Yitzias from Rishis Yochid to Rishis Rabim, as there are only two cases where you'd be chayiv, as the other two cases would only be in a scenario where the Ani or the Asher did not do both the Akira and the Hanacha, and therefore they would be Patar. Based on this question, so Elam Rapapa, therefore a Papa explains, Hasan the Ikka Shabbos Tani Chiyuvu Baturei, that in a Chinami Mesech the Shabbos, since that's the Ikka Sugya of Yitzias HaShabbos, so therefore the Mishnah mentions both the cases where you're going to be chayiv as you performed at Akira and Hanacha, as well as the cases where one would be Patar, where they only performed either Akira or Hanacha, and therefore with Shnaim Shasu. However, Hacha Chiyuvi Tani Peturi Lei Tani, and since our Mishnah is not the Ikka Sugya of Shabbos, so therefore our Mishnah only speaks about the Isurim Deraisa, and when our Mishnah states Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, it refers to Shtayim, which are the Yitzias, which are the obvious Malachais, and as we explained, there are two cases, one where the Ani made the Akira and Hanacha, and one where the Asher made the Akira and Hanacha, Shehein Abba, and the other two Chiyuvim are referring to a case where someone was machnas something from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yachid. Once again, there are two cases, one where the Ani made the Akira and Hanacha, and one where the Asher made the Akira and Hanacha. However, the Gemara is still bothered that how can you say that our Mishnah only discusses Chiyuvei, but Chiyuvei Maininu, what is the Ikka Chiyuv and the Ab Melacha B'negei Shabbos, that's referring to Yitzias, and the Yitzias Tatihu Davin, and as we explained, when someone performs the Melacha of Yitziah, which is taking something from Rishis Yochid and bringing it out into Rishis Rabim, there are only two possible scenarios, as either the Ani made the Akira and Hanacha, or the Asher made the Akira and Hanacha. The Gemara answers, as we explained, Shtayim Deitzah V'Shtayim Dachnasa, the Inach Hanami, when the Mishnah states, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, the Shtayim refers to Yitzias, the second two Melachais, which are Toldais, refer to Achnasais. However, the Gemara is, for Yitzias Ktani, that the Mishnah stated, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, and it seems that the entire Mishnah is referring to Yitzias, which means that someone's taking something from Rishus Yochid and placing it in Rishus Rabim. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Achnasa Nami Haitzah Karila, that our Tana uses the term Haitzah even when it refers to Achnasa, as Achnasa is also considered a type of Yitzias. And the Gemara asks, Mimai, and where do we see that our Tana calls Achnasa Belosh Yitzias? And we continue on Daf Heim Beis, the Tnan, and as we learn in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph in Paraklal Gadol, when the Mishnah is counting all the Lamed Tes Melachos, and the Mishnah states, Hamitzi Mishus L'Rishus Chayiv, that if someone takes something from one Rishus to another Rishus, they will be Chayiv. And as Rav Ashi points out, Milo Yaskinan to come Ayali Lulei of Kakari Le'Yitzah, and the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is not only referring to a case where someone took an item from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, but it's also referring to a case where someone took an item from Rishus Rabim and placed it in Rishus Yochid. And even though that is a case of Achnasa, the Mishnah still refers to it as Hamitzi Mishus L'Rishus. Therefore, when our Mishnah mentions Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, it's not only referring to Yitzias, but it's also referring to Achnasais. However, the Gemara is still bothered that L'Chir, the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos in Paraklal Gadol, is listing the obvious Melachais, and we know the only Ab Melacha is taking something from Rishus Yochid and bringing it out into Rishus Rabim. Therefore, the Gemara is V'dilma to come up with Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabim, that maybe when the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos states Hamitzi Mishus L'Rishus, and it's referring to the obvious Melachais, so it seems to only be speaking about Haitzah and only speaking about someone that takes an item from Rishus Yochid and takes it out into Rishus Rabim, and is not referring to Achnas at all. And what is your raya from that Mishnah? However, the Gemara explains that although in a Chinami, the entire Mishnah Masechet Shabbos is listing the Lamed Tes obvious Melachais, however, B'negei Haitzah, the Mishnah lists both the Av as well as the Talda, and the raya to this point is that Im Kein Nisne Hamitzi Mishus Yochid Rishus Rabim, as if the Mishnah only wants wanted to teach us the din of Yetziyah from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, then the Mishnah should have been more explicit and should have stated that if someone takes an item from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, which is the Abmalacha, and my Rishus L'Rishus, and if so, why did the Mishnah state Hamitzi Rishus L'Rishus? So it must be that the Mishnah wanted to teach us that Filu Rishus Rabim L'Rishus Yochid, that one is also Chayiv if they take something from Rishus Rabim and bring it into Rishus Yochid, and even though that's a case of Achnasa, because Kari L'Haitza, and even so, the Mishnah refers to it as a Mitzi Mishus L'Rishus. Therefore, when a Mishnah states Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba, is not only referring to Yitzias, and it's not only referring to a case where you took something from Rishus Yochid and you took it out to Rishus Rabim, but it's also referring to Achnasais, and even in a case where someone took something from Rishus Rabim and brought it into Rishus Yochid. The Gemara continues to explain the time of Mai, why would we refer to Achnasa as Yitzia? And the Gemara explains Tana Kol Akiris Chayfetz Mim Kaimai Haitzah Karila. When the Tana uses the Lashon Haitzah, it doesn't refer to removing something specifically from Rishus Yochid outside to Rishus Rabim. When he uses the term Hamaytzi Rishus L'Rishus, he's referring to someone that removes an item out of its original position and out of its original place, and therefore you could use the term Haitzah even regarding Hachnasa. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravina. Ravina explains Masisa Nami Deka, that from the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, I could also bring you Raya that the term Haitzah even refers to Hachnasa, as the Tani, as the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos states Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Ab B'Fnim V'Shtayim Shein Ab B'Chutz. And even though the Tana mentions Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Ab B'Fnim V'Shtayim Shein Ab B'Chutz and doesn't say anything about Hachnasa, V'Kamer Farash Hachnasa, and L'maisa, when that Mishnah goes through the scenarios in order to explain how we have Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Ab B'Fnim and Shtayim Shein Ab B'Chutz, that L'maisa we speak about cases of Hachnasa where someone is moving a chifetz from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid, and even so, we speak about Haitzah, Shema Mina, and this is a good raya that the term Yitziyah can refer to Achnasa as well. Ayin Rashi, do a maskul masisim, but Mesech the Shabbos, Dayek, the Achnasa kar Yitziyah, the Ka'am Yitziyah, the Shabbos, Dayim, Shein Abba Fnim, etc. Upirish Achnasa la'alta, the Tani Hosom Ketzad, Ha'oni Oyim Bechutz, or Balabayas Befnim. And the scenario that the Mishnah brings is a case where the Oni who's standing in Rishus Rabim takes an item and places it in the hand of the Balabayas that's standing in Rishus Yachid, which is generally referred to Achnasa, but even so, the Mishnah refers to it as Yitziyah, and as Rashi states that the case is Pashad Onis Yadu Lefnim, Vinosan Tech Yadishel Balabayas, the Hainu Achnasa, and the Gemara now continues, Rava Omad, that Rava explains that when the Tana used the term Yitziyah, it actually is not referring to Achnasa, as certainly that would not be a proper term to use for someone that's taking something from Rishus Rabim and bringing it into Rishus Yachid. However, Rava explains that the term Yitziyah is not referring to a tzor achnas at all, and when our Mishnah states Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba Rishuyas Tani, it's referring to two different domains, and it's teaching us Rishuyas Shabbos Shtayim that Midoraisa B'negei Hilchas Shabbos there are only two domains. There's something called the Rishus Yochid, and there's something called the Rishus Rabim, and B'negei those two domains, there are four separate halachos where one will be Chayim Midoraisa, and two of them are Avos, and two of them are Toldos. And similarly, Lefi Rava, the way that we would understand the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is when the Mishnah states Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Ab B'Fnim, the Mishnah is teaching us that there are two different domains B'negei the Issur Shabbos. One is Rishus Yochid and one is Rishus Rabim, and there are four different dinim that are relevant to B'Fnim, and there are two scenarios where one would be Chayev Midiraisa, and for example, either where the Ani or the Asher did both the Akir and Anacha. In two other cases, both the Ani and the Asher would be Potter, as it was a case of Shnayim Shterasu, and neither one of them did both the Akir and Anacha. And similar, the Mishnah teaches us Shnayim Shein Ab B'Chutz, that there are two Rishuyas B'negei the Yisurim of Shabbos, referring to Rishus Yochid and Rishus Rabim, and once again Shein Abba, and there are four separate cases. On two of them you will be Chayiv Midiraisa, and those are the cases where the Ani or the Asher did both the Akir and Anacha and did the entire Malacha, and therefore they were even Issa Midiraisa. And there are two other cases where the din would be Potter Aval Asa, and that's referring to a case of Shnayim Shasu, where neither the Ani or the Asher did both the Akira and Anacha, and since one of them did the Akira and the other one did the Anacha, therefore the Anacha, both for the Asher and for the Ani, would be that it is Potter Aval Asar. Before we continue, let us go back to Daf Heyomid Aleph and explain a few points. Number one, the Gemara mentioned the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on Daf Beizumid Aleph that stated Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba B'Fnim V'Shtayim Shein Arba B'Chutz, and Rav Papa explained, Hustam Ikka Shabbos, Tani Chiyuvi Paturi, Rashi explains that when the Gemara speaks about Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Lechiyav, Hachnasa the Ani, Vachnasa the Baal HaBayis, and in those cases, either the Ani did the full Malacha and did the Akir and Hanacha, or the Ashi did the full Malacha and did the full Akir of Hanacha, Shehein Abar, and there's another two cases where the person will be Patav Al-Asa, as neither the Ani or the Asher did the full Malacha, and it was Shnayim Shasu, and neither one of them did both the Akira and the Hanacha. And as Rashi points out, Ubezel Ptor, Kishzeh Oiker, Vizeh Menech, Dichsir Basesa, Ha'oises Kula, they have to do a complete Malacha, and Shnayim Shasu is Patav Al-Asar. And clearly, Rashi explains that when the Mishnah states Shnayim Shein Abba Bifnim, so all four cases are going to be explained by cases of Achnasa, where there was a Chifetz that came from Rishis Rabim and ended up in Rishis Yachid. And similarly, when the Mishnah Mestechle Shabbos states Shtayim Shein Arba Bechot, then all four cases will have to be explained based on a Chifetz moving from Rishis Yachid outside to Rishis Rabim. Ayin and Tesis Dibel Maskel Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, where he brings down that Hacha Pirish Bekuntris Bifnim Hainu Achnasais over Chutz Hainu Eitzais. And Tesis asks a question on this explanation, and therefore on the first of the wide lines in Tesis, Tesis states Venura Kamesha Pirish Bekuntris Bimsechle Shabbos Shtayim Heitzor Vachnasa Dechiv Shel Baal HaBayis Ha'im Bifnim, and the word Bifnim is referring to the Baal HaBayis that's standing inside and standing in the Rishus Yachid Shehein Abba Heitzor Vachnasa the Ptor. And similarly, when the Mishnah states Shtayim Shein Abba Bechutz, that's referring La'ani Ha'im Bechutz. All four cases are discussing a case that is relevant to the Ani that's standing outside and standing in the Rishus Rabim. And also what the Gemara stated Hachad Lavik Shabbosu Abayis Tani V'Toldes Loitani. And Tesis points out Afagav the Maris Negoyim Tani Abayis V'Toldes, that even though our Mishnah is not a Mesechtes Negoyim either, and even so B'Negeyim Maris Negoyim, our Mishnah does bring down Abayis as well as Toldes. Therefore, how could the Gemara state that since our Mishnah is not the Ikka place for the Dinim of Shabbos, therefore we only speak about Abayis and not Toldes? And Tesis explains that Hasa Mishum De'ef Shalimtzoy Beishen Dal Ben Ya'acher, and therefore our Mishnah had to mention Abayis and Toldes. However, since B'Negeyim Shabbos, it's possible to have a case of Shtayim Shein Abba without speaking about Toldos. Therefore, the Gemara has a Habamina that our Mishnah would not have spoken about Toldos. And we also saw that the Gemara brought down the Mishnah Masechtas Klal Gadol that it speaks about the Lamates Malachis, and it mentions Hamitzi Mishushal Rishos, and the Gemara explains Milei Eskinan the Kama'ayel Yule, that we're also talking about a case where a person brought a Chifetz in from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yachid, and even so, we refer to it as Haitzah. And in the top Tesis, Tesis bothered Vim Taima, Maishna, the Tani told the Daitzah, Mishat told the Shalavis, that since we know that that Mishnah is trying to teach us that there are 39 Avis Malachis, and therefore, if someone will be Ivan, all 39 Malachis, Behelim Echad, they could potentially be Chayyid to bring 39 Kabanais, and therefore, the Mishnah only mentions Avis and not Toldais. Why is it that Benegir, the Malacha of Haitzah, the Mishnah not only mentions Haitzah, but it mentions Hachnasa as well? And Tais continues in ES for Eitema, the Tani Sefer Hare Ilu Mem Avis Malachis Chasa Achas, Mashbule Tani Shum Tolda, as in the Sefer of that Mishnah, we mentioned that there is a total of 40 Avis Malachis minus one, and it's Mashma that the Mishnah did not mention any Toldais. And Tais answers Vishleimat, the Vada, Hamasin Lushus Lushus, Ikrulay Tana, Elamishum Eitzah, El the Kailachnasa, Derek Sara, that certainly when the Mishnah states Hamasin Lushus Lushus, the Ikka point of the Mishnah is to teach us the Abalacha of Eitzah. However, Agav, that it's so simple to actually teach us the Din of Achnasa by using even less words that we would have to use in order to teach us Haitzah alone. And as our Gemara explained, that if the Mishnah in Parak Klal Gadol would have wanted to speak about Haitzah alone, then the Mishnah would have actually had to use more words, and it would have had to say Hamitzim Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabim. And since by using even less words, we're able to teach you two dinim, so therefore the Mishnah mentions the Din of Achnasa, Agav, the Din of Haitzah. And Tais continues, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Meshum Deitzah V'Achnasa Guru Esein V'Havi Chiddush Tana L'Achnasa L'Chuda Bahada, that since, as we mentioned from Tesis and Daf Bezim and Alpha Mesech L'Shabbos, that Yitzah is a Malacha Gerua, and it's a major Chiddush that it should even be Asa on Shabbos at all. Therefore, although B'negei all the other Malachais, the Mishnah doesn't mention any Toldos. However, B'negei the Malachai of Yitzah, the Mishnah wants to mention Achnasa in order to teach us that even though this is a Malacha Gerua, there are still Toldos, and even if one takes a Chefetz from Rishus Rabim and brings it into Rishus Yachid, they would still be Chayiv at Korban Chatos. And the Gemara brought two explanations as to why the Tana calls Achnasa Yitzia, and Rav Ashi stated Tana Achnasa Nami Yitzah Korilei, Rava explained, Rishuyas Ktani, Rishuyas Shabbos Tayim. Ayin Tesis Diva Maschel, Rava Om Rishuyas Ktani, Pirish Bekuntras, Bevar Kamada Shabbos, Yitzias Shabbos Tayim, Klemesh Te Rishuyas, Rishus Rabbin, Rishus Yachid, Validem Yesh Lachot Dali Surim, Befnim, Vidal Bechutz, and Tesis bothered Ulpurusha, Lehavil and Mr. Beishain Ara Bechutz, Ella Vishahin Dali Bechutz, as Lemaisa, both in the case of Shtaim Shein Ara Befnim and Shtaim Shein Ara Bechutz, the Shtaim is referring to the same idea as it's referring to two Rishuyas, Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabbim, and therefore Tesis explains, Lakach Mefarashri, the Hachi Ka'amar, Rishuyas Shabbos, Yesh Beis Chiyuvim Shein Dali Befnim, who Beis Chiyuvim Shein Dali Bechutz, Ayin Shom, and Tesis continues in Diva Maschel Rava Oma, and Tesis points out, Yeshem Mechim Rav Ashi, Bitterutsu Lael, the Tanach Nasa Tzar Karla, that Shastle Kavei, Diri Rava, Ach Rav Ashi, the Biyim Shemes Rava, Nil Rav Ashi, that some are not curious that Rav Ashi was the Amira that said the first Teretz, as Lemaisa, the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi was born on the day that Rava died, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that if the Gemara is coming to answer one question, that the Gemara would mention Rav Ashi prior to Rava. However, Tesis continues, and he states that we could still be curious of Ashi, as he explains that Rav is actually coming to explain a different point of Ashi, and of course that's not the way that we learned our Gemara, Ayin Shem. And we will continue and begin the next sugya, and we will only learn the first few lines, as after that point, the Gemara continues on to Daf Vav, and is a much longer sugya, and the Gemara continues and quotes the fourth of the Shtayim Shein Arba cases that we saw in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, and as we already stated, the Lashon Maris Negoyim is a Lashon Zachar, and therefore, although in the first three cases the Mishnah stated Shtayim Shein Arba, however, Benegayim Maris Negoyim, the Mishnah used the Lashon Zachar of Shnayim Shein Arba, and once again, the Gemara will explain that when our Mishnah mentions Shnayim Shein Arba, so the Mishnah is teaching us that there are two appearances of Teras, which are Mefurish in the Torah, and which are considered Avais, and then there are two additional appearances of Teras, which are only Toldos, as we learn it out from a Drasha in the Pasuk, it's not specified in the Torah, and as we stated earlier, that although it's not specified in the Torah, but certainly it is considered Negem Midraisa, and if someone developed Teras of any of these four appearances, and the Kohen says that he's Tamei, then of course he has a Din of Mitzrayah, and he has to go through the entire process of Mitzrayah, and the end result is that at the end of his entire process, he would have to bring a Karban Tahirah, and our Gemara begins, Tanan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim, Maris Negoyim, Shnayim Shein Abba, and the Mishnah taught us the same din, that Maris Negoyim are two which are four, and for all four, there will be a Chiyuv to bring a Karban Tahirah, and as we stated, Rashi explains, Mara Lashon Zachar, Hu Lachi Tanan Luhu B'Lashon Zachar, Yedachsiv, and as the last Pasuk in the first parak in Yecheskel states, Ki Mara HaNega Saviv, Hu Mara Dumus Kvayit Hashem, and the Pasuk uses the Lashon Mara and doesn't state Mara, and the Pasuk in Pash Tazriya, B'Negir, Psuras of a person states, Adam Kiyir Ba'or Bisari, Se'is Isapachas Oy Beheres, V'hoya Ba'or Bisari, L'Nega Tziras, V'huva Al-Aran HaKoyin, Oyel Achami Bonav HaKoyinim. And as we already explained, that the Lashon Se'is is one type of Tziras, and the Lashon of Beheres is another type and another color of Tziras. However, when the Torah mentions the word Sepachas is not referring to a color of Tziras, and as the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis will explain, Ein Sepachas Ela Tefila, V'cheinu Amen, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Alav tells us, V'amma Sefachini Na El Achas HaKohuna Yislecho Paslechem, which is Lashon of something which is secondary and not the main or Ikka color. And the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim defines these colors, as the Mishnah states, Baharis Azak Kesheleg, Shnir La Kesida Hechel, Se'is It's Kesem Alavan, Shnir La Kekrein Be'a. And the Mishnah lists four different shades of white, and the order of the shades of white, from the strongest white to the weakest white, is certainly that the obvious would be first, and the Toldos would follow. The Mishnah teaches us that the Av that the Torah refers to, Baharis, is a very strong white, and is like snow white, and its Tolda, or its secondary color, referred to as Sapachas, is like the shade of lime white that they used to coat the various parts of the Beis HaMikdash, and as the Mishnah Masechtas Midos teaches us, that they used to do this once a year, and the second Av of Tziras, which the Torah refers to as Seis, is Ketzem Alavan, is the shade of white pure wool. And as the Gemara will explain on that Vav and Beis, Etzem Menoki Ben Yoimai Shem Chavnim Boi Lemilas, and its Tolda, or its secondary color, is like Kroim Abeya, and it is similar to the shade of the white membrane of an egg. And it's important to note that the actual order of the shades of white is snow white is first, then white pure wool, and then Sira Hechel, then the Kroim Abeya. The first two are the Ovois, and the last two are the Toldos. Number three is a Tolda of number one, and number before is a told of number two. And Ayin Rashi do maschol shnir lo kesira hechal the afagav that some loven azel of nusa misid, that even though pure white wool is a stronger white than sira hechal, however Rashi explains akoch seish who av kariv al of nusa shel beheres who el shigavoyim medam at mitech ainu loven kamayu. As we already explained, that even though sira hechal is actually a tolda of beheres, but ultimately it's still a darker shade than the av of seish, which is white pure wool. And Rashi explains kol dava shachar, anything which is darker near gavoyim and alavon will always look higher than something which is white. V'lefikach nikra seish, and that's why the word seish is used for something that is darker than white snow. And as the Gemara will explain on that vavam beis, that the lashon seish is a lashon to carry or lift up. And therefore, the color of seish is darker than the color of beheres. And Rashi explains vashniyah shenis rabulahem, and the secondary maris negoyim, which are toldos to the avos, are sid v'kroim beya, v'asid lav min akroim, and the sid is a lighter color and a stronger white than kroim abeya. And Rashi states ulamatim min akroim inu nega elaboyik v'taru, if there's a nega that is white, but this white shade is actually darker than the white of the egg membrane, and that is what the Torah refers to as boyak, and that would be a maritar. And ushni maris shal toldos alavona la'av halavon hagavoya la'av hagavoya hukach sid l'beheres v'kroim l'seis v'ribak kosves hatoldos. Now that the Torah was marbo that even the toldos of these colors would also be considered tziras and would be considered tamei, so what is the afkamino that number three is a tolda to number one and number four is a tolda to number two? And Rashi explains let's start from what we say in the chagris who shir nega, that since we know that the shear of a nega is the size of a gris, and if there's a nega that's smaller than a gris, then it will be tar. So therefore, it's important to know that number three is a tolda of number one and number four is a tolda of number two, as the only ones that could be mitzarev to each other in order to form a full shear of a nega is only going to be an av and its tolda. But if, for example, someone has a nega and the shear of a half a gris of that nega is beheres azak sheleg, and then there's another part of the nega which is also a half a gris, and that part has the appearance kakrein beya, then these two shades will not be mitzarev, and therefore the person will not be considered a material and will not be tamei. And ayin and taisis divu maschol shnayim shein dalid, and taisis points out by nir loyma the cholam aylu misheleg bechlal sheleg umitzemer vaad sheleg bechlal tzemer umitzid vaad tzemer bechlal sid umikroim vaad sid bechlal kroim. And lefizeh have osi shape hadatam sechz negoyim ayin beis maris, that there are actually 72 different maris negoyim. The habir maris negoyim yesh avol in lechalkom in etziruf el labo, but taisis doesn't like the pshat, and therefore taisis explains the kiyun nira the in derech hanegel lovei el bedal maris halalu, that the derech was that the neg would only come in any of these four appearances, and the nega tziras was always only one of these four shades of white. The im maris acheres ben tayim v'chim perish bekutrus b'samach v'ayin beis the chashiv m'sechtes negoyim, and even though m'sechtes negoyim we actually mention 72 different shades of white, zoktesis chashiv betichei oy nige batim begodim kidipurashi masisin, that in the chenami those shades refer to different negoyim which are tar, or it's referring to different maris negoyim that will be metame by nige batim or by nige begodim, but they don't refer to tziras that comes on a person, ayin and tesis. And finally, although this is not nige tasugya, but ayin tesis diva maskel se'es ketzem alavon, that tesis explains that our Gemara only brings down a part of the Mishnah mesechtes negoyim, as l'maisa there's another man da'omar in that Mishnah, and as tesis tells us hashas mekatzu medalik divra meir da'om b'reish mesechtes negoyim se'es kekroim beya shnir lo ketzem alavon, and b'negiya se'es Ramei reverses the av and the tolda. And since Taisis doesn't want there to be machlekes and metzias, if tzem alavon is more white than kroim abeya, or if kroim abeya is more white and brighter than tzem alavon, so Taisis explains that the machlekes between Ramei and the Tanakhama of that Mishnah is what type of white wool are we referring to. And as Taisis explains, v'nira the tzem alavon Ramei le'ayir b'noki ben yoyme k'meicha chomim el tzem sheini noki v'shochem esid ayin sham. And when our Gemara just mentioned that Se'es is Ketzem Alavon, so based on the Gemara and that Vavon Beis, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Mesechtes Negoyim explains, V'hu Tzem and Noki Ben Yoimai Kloima B'yoim Leidus HaKeves Lefnei Shiyus Lachleich Im Nurchat Zoysay Tzem Evin Islabin Al Yidei Kibos V'hu Inyan Amru Noki. And that's why we say that's clean, as this is virgin wool, and we will stop over here.